Russia's been on the retreat on the battlefield, but on the offensive through diplomatic channels and in public, with more unsubstantiated accusations that Ukraine plans to detonate an explosive with radioactive material or a dirty bomb and blame Russia. In Moscow, the head of Russia's nuclear, biological and chemical defense expanded on the defense minister's claims of the previous day.
According to the information we possess, two Ukrainian institutions are commissioned to build a so-called dirty bomb. The works are in the final stages now. A detonation of such a device could be disguised as a spontaneous explosion of a Russian low-yield nuclear weapon.
It's a claim that's been roundly dismissed here in Kyiv and in Western capitals as transparently false. Ukraine's foreign minister has invited in inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency to refute it. The question being asked here is whether this is Russia trying to throw sand in the eyes of its enemies or whether it really does intend to use some kind of nuclear device.
What do you think Russia expects to gain from making just this threat, even if it doesn't go through with it?
I think Russia tries to demonstrate that it can continue this war permanently and to go to another levels of escalation. And maybe it's impossible, it's important for Russia to demonstrate this possibility.
While Russia presses its nuclear narrative, it continues to launch conventional weapons targeted increasingly at Ukraine's energy facilities. Among those weapons, Iranian-made drones. The Ukrainian president warning Israel on Monday that Iran might receive Russian nuclear technology in return and renewing his calls for Israel to provide its Iron Dome missile defense.
If we had immediately secured our skies when faced with a missile drone threat, Russia would not even have a motive now to go into Iran and offer it something in return for assistance with terror.
In Berlin, more calls for help, this time for longer-term economic aid, ahead of Tuesday's international conference on rebuilding Ukraine. Reconstruction, though, requires an end to the war. Russia is instead warning of an uncontrolled escalation. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.